Sir Francis Mennell, reel 5.
And what about H.G. Wells? You published his plea for a reasonable man's peace.
Yes.
Had you known him before?
Yes.
He'd been in support of the war, hadn't
he? He'd been very much in support of the war, but in the latter part of it. Had decided that it was a war for war's sake, and therefore came out with reasonable proposals for ending the war, peacemaking.
When you published things like that, would there be many people who were interested in buying them at the time?
I don't think buying so much, but there were innumerable little bodies that would circulate them, give them away.
Did you write any poetry while you were in the guard room?
No, I did not.
Did you write poetry at all during the war? I'm wondering if the war is a good or a bad time for writing poetry.
Ah. Well, there were many other things to do. Pre-MM came beforehand. I don't remember writing any verse then. Maybe I did. But the dates are so mixed in my mind, I can't really remember.
At that time?
It certainly wasn't. It wasn't anti-war poetry. If I was writing then at all, it would have been purely personal. Love poetry, no doubt.
Finished? Nearly.
Should
I stop
him? That after they promised me dismissal from the army, I was kept in a private, that is, in an officer's room in the military hospital at Hounslow. And it was explained to me that I was given that privilege so that I, because then I was alone in the room, so that I should not corrupt my companions in a general ward. Oh, no. The documents that I keep that I most enjoy are my dismissal from the army as unlikely to become an efficient soldier, and then a document from another official document saying that my application, which of course I had never made, my application for a pension had been refused. And what I did ought to have been a model for what everybody else ought to do.
Did they actually say that to you in so many words that they wished you wouldn't?
In a kindly and friendly way. I was not outlawed for it.
What was their point in that? Did they think that you weren't making enough of an issue of your feelings by doing something so quickly?
It was a decisive end, whereas their propaganda of prison and out and the rest of it was continuous, and therefore they thought that I'd made my protest, it's true, and taken my painful, not at all easy way out, but nevertheless it was a way out.
Are you too young to remember the First World War?
No. Thank you very much for saying that. Well, I was at school.
You were 11 when the war broke out.
That's right. 10.
10.
Ah. So, obviously, you would have had a quite different experience.
Yes. I don't know.
From 10 to 14.
Yeah.
And her father was in the...
Sorry, darling, you're perfectly right. 11 is correct. Because I was born in 1903.
Hmm.
So the Francis and I didn't meet until 1939.
Was your father a soldier?
He was in the Navy. All through the war, all through that war. As I say, we were at school and we knew John a little about it.
As a child, did it seem a rather exciting, fun sort of thing?
No, not at all. I remember two things about it. One was, my mother was a very forward-looking sort of person and couldn't bear the trappings of long skirts and all that sort of thing. And I remember her pointing out to me one of the Apps women on the station with a shortish skirt to about here, saying how wonderful that was. Of course, if she'd been wearing trousers, she'd have been even more impressed. The other thing I remember is, of course, I used to be terribly miserable going back to school and had this ghastly homesickness. And I remember weeping at the age of 15 on the station publicly, and my mother, very embarrassed, said, just think of all the soldiers going back to the trenches. It's nothing to worry. I mean, your troubles, nothing that didn't come to me in the slightest degree. And then, of course, one used to have the people, children, girls at school suddenly appearing wearing black bands because their brothers had been killed. But I mean, we didn't really know anything about it except that sort of... I mean, I don't remember reading newspapers about it or really being terribly concerned.
Did you have any brothers?
A brother, yes. And he was in the Navy, joined at the age of 13. And he had to in those days. But he didn't actually didn't see the active service. He's a year younger than I was.
Oh, I see. So he would have been quite as sheltered as you were.
Yes, quite as sheltered. I remember the declaration of war. I remember my eldest uncle saying we should all be... civilization would disappear as a result of this war, and we should all be in caves. Uh-huh. He was convinced that it was going to be as well.
Did that worry you?
Not the least. I just listened. It must have gone in, but I remember it. Mm. It didn't impress me in that sense. I never thought we really should be living in caves, naturally.
In politics, the prime topic of conversation?
In my circle, which was a Lansbury circle, an extreme left circle of the Labour Party. Yes, indeed, then. Yeah.
What about among your non-political friends? Oh, people that you knew because of printing, artists and writers?
I know you have said that your anti-war activities, plus later, of course, your communist activities, did tend to separate you from your earlier friends a good deal. Even Eddie Marsh, I think. Though I think Eddie Marsh perhaps stuck to you. I don't know. But you also, of course, your family were very upset about it, weren't they?
Yes.
And your mother, you had quite a trouble with your mother over the Edith Cavell thing, didn't you?
Yes, there's a letter.
That?
You know about Edith Cavell. My mother argued that here was... In fact, wrote a poem, didn't she?
Yes, she did, yeah.
And I protested about her poem. And in these papers is... a letter of mine to her. I've got it out. I saw it this morning, darling.
Yes, but would it be in these letters to parents, probably?
Yes.
During the war, it's probably in that. You would recognise it, I don't know. Because it's really rather indicative, that letter, of the sort of general... Would this be it? Yes, this is it.
Uh-huh.
Could you read it?
Yes. It was written, unfortunately, it's... it is.
Have your other spectacles.
November 19... 15, November the 3rd, 1915. My darling mother, I sent back one proof because I was printing a little book of her poems, 10 poems, on my hand press in the dining room of my house at Rumney Street, Westminster. I sent back one proof because the little book is already printed off, is now having its written initials added to it. Its initials are written by Edward Johnston in every one of the 50 copies.
Just so that you get
the superb writing. I see the tragedy of Nurse Cavell a little differently, but I hope no less than you. That death and that attitude towards death has its greatest significance for me as a type, and more than a type, of the deaths of the hundreds of thousands of men who have been killed in action, of the many thousands of non-combatants in Belgium, at Scarborough, in Poland, at the Bulgarian ports, who have been sacrificed to the war, and of those other heroes and heroines, the poor despised spies and rebels who have been executed. Their attitude towards death, their patriotism which led them to it, the utter and complete fatuity, and worse, of the killing, I have in her their index and summary. Who is the better for her death? Who for theirs? It seems to me more and more that our only hope of peace is in America. She is the only country capable, and perhaps even that is beyond her strength, of obtaining from the belligerents a statement of what they are fighting for, not what they are fighting about. That's a nice distinction. Until that is known, how can there be any approach to peace? As it is fought at present, it is a war of extermination. It's like cancelling fractions.
Yeah.
You reduce the top line and the bottom. You strike off the noughts, and the ultimate values are not in the least altered. But the noughts struck off and the reductions are human heroism, human life, human honour. Goodbye, my darling mother.
What had she said to you before that?
Well, she'd written a poem praising Nurse Cavell as a particular heroine, and roughly speaking as a good cause for war.
Did your wife think of your anti-war activities?
Oh, wholly with. Wholly with.
You actually already, your daughter had already been born by that time.
Yes. She was born in 1915, I think.
Were you afraid? That doesn't seem to have affected the fact that you were going into something that might have killed you.
No. Hilda, my wife, not, I think I kept the extremity of my feelings about not coming out alive, if necessary, from her. I was naturally trying to cheer her up all the time that when she visited me.
Yeah. Did she realize how ill you were becoming?
Yes, I think she did, certainly.